Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you've joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ. Psalm 96:1 says, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth." My dad was almost certainly tone deaf. I mean, literally. He could not carry a tune at all. And I really don't think he realized it. In other words, he could not hear the variations in pitch that other people could hear. I'm guessing at that because I could never ask him directly. Sitting next to him in church at an early age, I noticed that what came out of his mouth had absolutely no resemblance to what came from everyone else. I developed some musical ability early and could hear natural major, minor, minor seventh, etc., chords and relationships. So Dad's atonality grated on me. But one day in the car, as I rode in the back seat on the way home from church, I said something to Dad about how he couldn't carry a tune. He said, "What?" and looked puzzled. Mom shot me that look that could scorch paint off the side of a barn, and I quickly shut up and never mentioned it again. In retrospect, I see the kindness of my mother at that moment. I knew Dad couldn't carry a tune. She knew it. Everyone for six pews around us knew it. But I don't think Dad knew it. All he knew was how much he enjoyed music. He would listen to old 45s and 78s on the home stereo for hours. Patsy Cline, Dean Martin, Conway Twitty. I don't know what his experience was like, but I know he loved music, and he loved singing in church. The psalmist said, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless His name. Share the news of His saving work every single day. Declare God's glory among the nations. Declare His wondrous works among all people, because the Lord is great and so worthy of praise." He didn't say to sing so that others would admire you. Dad wasn't singing for me or for the surrounding people. With all his gusto, he sang to the Lord. Had I managed to, in my arrogance, communicate to Dad how he sounded to others, he may have lapsed into silence. It would have robbed him of something precious. It would have robbed the people around him as well. They may not have enjoyed his dissonance, but I know how much people looked up to him. I am certain that his joyful noise uplifted hearts, his own and those around us. My prayer today, dear Lord, thank you for the wisdom you shared through my mother to keep my mouth shut and my dad's voice open. Grant to us unself-consciousness, joyful participation together in singing to you. Amen. This devotional was written and recorded by Don King.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode, and until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.